The Lib Dem leader is proposing turning Thames Water into a public benefit corporation. This is a company created to generate social and public good, and the format is used widely in the US. Thames Water is the UK's largest water firm, serving 16 million customers, but it's more than £15 billion in debt. Sir Ed was in Esher this morning to see the effects of pollution on the River Mole. The River Mole River Watch says it's already had more than 4,500 hours of untreated sewage dumped into it this year by Thames Water. I spoke to Sir Ed about how Thames Water will get rid of its debt burden if the Lib Dems win a general election.
First thing is obviously Thames Water could be on the brink of nationalisation. How's that going to help?
Well, we were very worried about the way Thames Water have behaved and the way the regulators behaved to Thames Water. And it's been Liberal Democrats raising the issue, both about the awful sewage pollution that we've seen and the lack of investment. And we've also been, you know, blowing the whistle on Thames's finances. So Sarah Olney, the Liberal Democrat Treasury spokesperson and member of Parliament for Richmond Park, has had debates in Parliament talking for what's called a special administration regime, which is essentially is temporary nationalisation. The government needs to really look at that. We're very, very concerned about the impact it will have on millions of people who depend on Thames Water.
The Lib Dems want to introduce a new scheme. How will that help with funding? Because Thames Water says it needs £500 million.
Well, we've got a proposal for what's called a public benefit corporation, which is like a mutual. These have been tried and worked in other countries, including the United States and some of the states there. And what it means is you can get rid of this debt burden, you can put it aside. That has to be, because it's killing people. I'm afraid I don't think the shareholders should be forcing that on bill payers. And then if with that clean sheet, you can have a fit company that's ready to invest. And above all, make sure that profit isn't put above the environment, the public health and the public interest, like it's been done for so many years. You know, Thames Water has not been regulated well and it's not behaved well. It's borrowed billions of pounds and paid out billions of pounds in dividend to shareholders, and it's not invested. That's what the problem's been. And so not only do we need a massively tougher regulations, we need to empower the Environment Agency. We think longer term we need this quite big reform of the water industry, and we're just trying to persuade other parties to listen, because I think that's what the public want.
We just had the boat race. So many of our listeners swim in the Thames. It's sad, isn't it?
Well, exactly. I mean, we think about not just the wildlife and the fish and all the most important parts of the ecosystem, but we think about people's leisure. You know, people swimming, people rowing, paddleboarding. I've done paddleboarding just down the road. It's very exciting. But you end up in the river. And, you know, we saw that Oxford crew rower getting seriously ill from E. coli, which comes from the sewage, and it's disgusting. And you know, here we are in 2024, and the Conservative government have allowed this to happen. They've been told about it, we've been warning about it, and it's just getting worse.
Would the Lib Dems consider, if they come to power at the general election, banning people from using the water until it's cleaned up?
Well, what we want to do is clean up the water. That's the biggest focus.
But it would be quite a big thing to say to people, do not go to the water. Because at the moment, no one is... Well, it's your choice.
Well, what we need to do is give people information. And I don't think they have the information that they need. We need to warn people when the water is unsafe. Because it's not always unsafe. You know, if there's been no sewage dumping by the water companies and you've had the natural flow, the water can sometimes be okay. But there's not that information there. That's another problem. People reasonably expect that information for them, and you know, in some parts of the country, particularly on very popular beaches, people are told whether the bathing water is safe or not. You've got organisations like Surface Against Sewage in parts of Cornwall and the West Country who are brilliant at letting people know whether the water's safe. I think that's the way forward.
And finally, Thames Water is our biggest water company, so this is a gigantic mess. How will it be resolved, do you think?
Well, it's got to be resolved in a way that doesn't hit the bill payer. We've got a cost of living crisis on, but also make sure we tackle this long-term lack of investment, which has led to this appalling sewage dumping. And there's a whole range of ideas that Liberal Democrats have been putting forward. What's been so disappointing is the Conservatives have not been prepared to take the tough measures that are needed. You know, I'm And I think lots of people are very angry that Conservative MPs keep voting to allow these water utilities to pump their filthy sewage into our rivers and onto our beaches. And it's got to stop. And we've got a whole panoply of measures. So, for example, just a few years ago, we said, look, there should be a sewage tax on these profits of these water companies. Did the government listen? I'm afraid they didn't. And I think people are just fed up of this Conservative government, fed up that they don't listen to people, don't take on board sensible ideas, and when it comes to the environment, just don't seem to care.
In a previous statement to us, Thames Water said storm overflows are designed to operate automatically when the sewer network is about to be overwhelmed, which then releases diluted wastewater into rivers rather than letting it back up into people's homes. We've started a £14 million upgrade to Dorking Sewage Works, and we have plans to upgrade our Esher, Earlswood, Homewood, Hawley, Leatherhead and Merstham sites.